Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Lamek, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you. My pastor, how are you doing?
We just want to thank the Lord. At least today, this side of Africa, it's a little bit sunny. Like unlike on other days, it has been a little bit cold.
Yes, definitely, definitely. By the way, did you say you are in Rongwe?
I'm in Nairobi.
Nairobi. Oh yes, actually, you did say that you are in Nairobi the other day. Well, I hope that you are enjoying the beautiful sunshine of Africa. Eh?
Yeah, we thank the Lord, but a little bit missing home now.
Where's home?
Zimbabwe.
Oh, okay. You're just the neighbor here to us. So do you understand a little bit of Kiswahili now?
No, I've been here. I think I just come for school and goes back home after school. So, yeah, some of the things I hear and understand. But now giving the feedback is still a little problem.
But at least if I say Habari Gani, you'd understand that.
Habari
yako. Well,
you
should visit South Africa. I'll teach you a little bit of the language spoken there in Kenya.
I can't wait, man. Definitely, once I step on that side of Africa, I'll let you know that when I'm crossing the border, that man, I'm coming.
Yeah, and we'll speak a little bit of course, your language, Shona, but also we'll speak other beautiful African languages, not so.
Exactly. You know, Africa is like a rainbow.
Oh, yes, it's definitely like a rainbow. So while you are there, make the most of you, not only learning about the things of heaven, but get a bit of Kiswahili there so that when you come, we can be able to speak Kiswahili. Otherwise, we can speak Shona together with you. But I don't have a problem. We can speak Shona as well. So lovely, lovely stuff. Well, let's get to it. Let's get to it, my pastor. Today, we are talking about, dedication. It's an interesting ritual, because we've often seen buildings being dedicated, and there's even a service where we dedicate our children. I've seen when people buy stuff for the church, there's a service to dedicate those items, etc., etc. What is the significance of dedication? I just want to know the basic, significance of that.
All right. Thank you, my brother, for that question. Just trying to resonate with what we learned yesterday. If you look at like what we learned yesterday about ordination, we're talking about men who were being ordained to serve in the house or in the business of God. But when it comes to dedication, it must be understood that things or the human beings involved that are being dedicated cannot make their own decisions. So that's a kind of a difference between ordination and as we are trying to also talk about dedication. So what is it? Or what's the significance, like you ask? It is an invitation of God's presence into these buildings or into these children, that they may be protected or cared for a holy purpose, or to be treated in a certain way that will reflect the image of God.
Okay, all right, and I like that you're saying that that they will take an image of reflecting actually the image of God. Now, when it comes to dedication of babies, in particular, what does it mean? I mean, is it the same as baby baptism? We've seen babies being baptized in other circles. Should a child not have a choice on whether or not they want to be dedicated?
All right. I think when it comes to baby dedication, it's different from baby baptism.
Okay.
Now, even if we go through the Bible, there was never a time or any scripture that really explicitly or clearly or instruct us to baptize children, like babies.
Mm-hmm.
But children's, when it comes to baby dedication, what does it mean? We must have this background of this verse in our minds that, like according to Psalms 127, verse 3, children are in a heritage from the Lord, offering a reward, an offspring, a reward of from Him.
Yeah.
So
one of my favorite verses, by the way, I like it when it continues that verse. I want you to continue with your thought. And then it says, blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. Ha ha. All right, you can continue.
So as a way to acknowledge that these are children or the babies are a blessing from God,
mm-hmm.
we are now taking them back into the hands that have blessed us with these. So that these are blessings, by taking them back, number one, we are acknowledging that children or a child is a blessing from God. So we are giving it back to the one who can also bless this blessing, and the one who can give life to this blessing, that it may be a blessing to others. And also, in the same thought, there are people who think heaven is only for adults. Jesus loves kids too. If you read in the book of Mark chapter 10, when they're trying to come to Jesus, the disciples blocked them. So they thought maybe heaven is only for adults. But Jesus, in this verse, he really tells us that even kids, they are candidates for the kingdom of God, you know. So it's also a way of also starting to put them on a path to that we have put these kids. They cannot make decisions, but us as parents, by faith, we want our kids to grow in this manner.
Beautiful. In fact, that is very important, because as parents, there is a particular way that we want the children to walk in, you know, a way that they should grow in, etc., etc. So very important that, you know, that should happen. But now, are there implications of not dedicating one's child?
Let me say by not... If the circumstances in which way we live can allow us to dedicate our children to God, and then we decide not to, what we are trying to, the thing that we are trying to do is that we are hindering a walk with Jesus of a child from that tender age. And the other thing that we are doing, we are exposing or we are putting our children in a vulnerable circumstance against the evil one or even against evil people, because there are people who believe what they believe, who can have maybe evil eye and all these things. But once we commit our children in the hands of God, they have been fenced. They are now hedged by the presence of God.
Beautiful. So what you are saying is that, and I'm not sure if this is actually what you are saying by implication, because you're saying that when we dedicate them, they are being hedged and protected by the presence of God. Are you saying by implications that those who have not been dedicated do not have that hedge?
Let me say it. If we make a choice not to, we are putting them on the risk to be vulnerable.
I see.
Are exposing them. We are putting them in a risky situation by choice.
All right. That's very interesting to hear. Now, what are the responsibilities of the parents once a child has been dedicated? So I'm now talking post-dedication. What should be happening?
I think dedication is an initial stage of a child's life in the Christian walk. So According to Proverbs 22, verse 6, it reads, I'm just paraphrasing, train up a child in the way he should grow, that when he's old, he shall not depart
from it. Mm.
So the parents, the training has now just begun, because what you are trying to impart on the child with the working of the Holy Spirit and angels, it may find the ground soft, because the heaven is participating, the parents, they're also doing their part. And also, the other responsibility of the parents is to nurture the child into discipleship. Mm-hmm. Because one of my favorite writers, Ellen White, says, as much as we may try to be holy as parents, but the other things that will hinder other parents is from entering heaven is the way they've discipled their children. We are accountable to God for the blessings or for the children he has given to us.
That's actually quite lovely. I do really, really appreciate that. Now, let's wrap up this conversation this afternoon with this very last comment that I seek from you. What does it mean once a building has been dedicated? Is it now holy? Is it different from other buildings? What's the implication of that?
Okay. When it comes to buildings, let's have this understanding. We dedicate such things on the basis that by faith, the building must not be polluted or by selling or producing things that will not bring condemnation to humanity. That's portraying a wrong image. But our intention is that it will be used to serve God, and that building should be a refuge of humanity, a place where one should have an encounter with God, either if it is a business or a factory that has been dedicated. The produce and the profits should be channeled to the advancement of the kingdom of God.
The profits, are you saying that outside of the worship times?
I'm saying generally we dedicate maybe schools, houses, people's, someone can say this is my shop. Can you, I want it to be dedicated to the work of God.
Okay.
The whole purpose for that is that it should serve the purpose of the advancement of God.
I hear you.
So the kingdom of God should not suffer when we've dedicated where blessings of God are landing or are being reproduced.
Beautiful stuff. Well, beautiful stuff indeed. Well, Pastor Lamech, asante sana. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Fantastic conversation. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow, same time and same place. Tatend.
Siawong, let us bow our heads in prayer. Mm. Father in heaven, we want to thank you, Lord, for this moment that you've allowed us to speak and discuss such subject. How I pray for my brother that you may be with him and all the listeners. And how I pray, Lord, that all those buildings and all those babies whom have been dedicated and those that long to be dedicated, may your angels continue to protect them, that they may become people whom you intend them to be in this world and the one to come. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We are going to be connecting one last time tomorrow. It's a Friday. And, concluding our discussion that we've had the whole week long. I do want to wish you a pleasant afternoon further.
Thank you, my brother. Also have a good time in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.